This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Now, as we've been finding out, Earth scientists have some very exciting plans to send robots to Mars.
And astronauts. Well, later on.
Yes, that's right. Robots will go first. Designing robots for Mars is a big job. So today I want us to think about some of the things that robot designers will need to take into account.
Like what colour to paint it? Stripes or spots?
There are some other more important things to think about, Quark. The ExoMars key mission objective is to look for life or conditions for life.
That's fossilised organic materials, right? And gases like methane, water, or signs of water.
Signs of swimming pools. Water slides!
I really don't think they're going to find swimming pools on Mars, but I suppose anything is possible. So, as you can see, Mars robots have got a lot of work to do, and they'll be all alone up there.
So how is it going to communicate with Earth and tell us what it's found?
Communication is going to be very important, right? This will be done with satellites, but because of the distance from Mars to Earth, it can be a bit tricky. Let's put that on the board.
Communication.
Now, what else will the designers of the rovers have to think about? Let's take a look at the planet again, see if that gives us any clues.
Looks pretty chilly. You said it's much colder on Mars than on Earth. As much as minus 70 degrees at night. Oh, whatever the robot's made of, it will need to be able to work at those temperatures. It's also very dusty. That could cause problems for the instruments.
That's right. And there's radiation too, which can be an issue. Let's group those things together.
Managing in the environment.
And think about the very delicate gadgets and computer technology that the robot will use. That could be quite a challenge.
Can't someone just knit it a lovely woolly jumper to keep it warm?
Well, we'll find out more about how they plan on keeping them warm and dust-free in our next lesson. So, what else will be a design challenge? Look at the terrain again.
Well, if I was trying to get across a rocky desert like that, I'd need a vehicle with really tough wheels. You don't want a flat tyre out there. Getting around is going to be a big challenge.
Exactly.
Getting around.
That's a problem in itself. You wouldn't be able to call on a recovery truck if the robot's wheels were damaged, so the design has to be very tough. Navigation is also something to think about. The robot needs to choose its own route rather than waiting for commands from Earth. That's because of the time delay in sending signals to Mars from Earth, and also because the rover will have a better view of what's around it and any obstacles.
So how are they going to power it up? There aren't any petrol stations up there. Well, not unless they're very well hidden.
Well done, Sam. That's another factor for the designers to think about.
Powering the rover.
You can't take power sources to Mars. They'd be too bulky and possibly dangerous. So solar panels will be the way to power the robots. But there's another problem that designers will have to think about before any of these. Think about how the rover will get to the surface.
Landing. Yeah, I suppose they need to get that right, or there's no point worrying about anything else.
Landing the rover.
Exactly. Earthlings have sent over 40 missions to Mars to date, and more than 50% of them have ended in failure. Problems in landing account for most of these failures. And you can imagine how devastating that is after all the work done.
To crash land before a rover has even taken one roll of its wheels? That's sad. I think landing the rover might be the most important problem of all.
Well, as you can see, there are a lot of things to think about before you even start building a rover. In our next few lessons, we'll see scientists tackle some of the problems when we go down to the robotics lab.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.